since we are in the in a therapy session. That's what this feels like, right? Why are you coming close to me?
Hello everyone, you're now listening to After Scrum with Ada
and Ami. Here we talk about what is new,
what's interesting,
and what you would have considered difficult to expect.
Lego!
Hey guys!
Hey guys!
Happy New Week! How have you guys been? Welcome back to another episode of After Scrum with
Ada.
I almost said Ada. Anyways, guys, we're very happy to have you back. And yeah. Ada, how have you been? How has Nigeria been for you? Like,
oh God, I don't know. I'm running away from my problems by, you know, just jumping into fiction. Actually, yesterday I spent the whole of yesterday inside the Grishaverse. If you are one of the Grishaverse fans, let me know.
What's Grishaverse?
It's like this. Okay, so apparently, right, there are this group of people now on BookTok that are reading or that have read Shadow and Bones. So Shadow and Bones.
Wait, Shadow and Bones is the movie.
It's a movie.
Series on Netflix.
Yes. Okay. But it was adapted from a book.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's like how many books? Seven. Yes. I'm on the fifth book. And
how long does it take you to read a book?
It depends, actually. So like,
because a Grishaverse book.
Oh. Okay. Because of how big that book is. If I'm actually like seriously reading it throughout the day, I could finish one in a day. That means I have to sacrifice my sleep at night, by the way.
You just watch the movie? Because
it's not the same thing.
I watched it in like 3 days.
No, it's not the same. Okay, look how happened. Actually, it's very funny because I actually like watched the movie first before reading the book, right? And also another thing, like in the movie they cut off a lot of scenes.
Normal.
And then they're not actually like I'm way past like what's going on in the movie. By the time the
spoiler.
Yes. By the time the next one comes along, I'm going to know what's going to happen, right? Have you ever like maybe let's say you're seeing a movie or you're reading something and you're really invested in let's say a particular character, so my brother spoiled the book for me because he has read the sixth book.
All of you
book
readers are spoilers. You spoil it for yourself.
It's so horrible. It's very funny, but I did it to myself. Right? I posted on my WhatsApp that I think that one of the characters is going to die, and he was not like, haha, yep, he's already dead in this book. And I was so annoyed, right? Yeah. But then the thing is that, okay, now I know. Before, I had a suspicion that he was going to die.
Yeah.
And then, but now I know that he's going to die. Yeah. And so, somehow, I'm trying to not read fast enough to get to the point where he dies and still
Wait, which character is safe? Shame is Shadow and Bone we're talking.
Yes, Matthias.
Who's Matthias again?
The one that was the one that was in Hellgate. Yes. Nina.
I had the feeling because that guy suffered as an utter fufu because of that girl.
No.
The movie
spoiled the as far as I'm concerned. Okay, no. Actually, Nina and Matthias' story, the movie did a good job with it, right? Okay. I think that it made me feel... No, the actors did really well. Actually, you know, it's very funny. Usually, if I read a book and I watch the movie, I'm always like, nah, the book is way better. But the actors that are doing Shadow and Bones, I think, doing a really, really fantastic job, honestly. Even though, like, the storyline...
In some places.
They switch off, like, you know, some turns and stuff like that. See, I can never get the same feeling from watching a movie that I get from reading a book. I don't know how to explain it.
It's going to be different.
Yes. It's like you get immersed in it and you can make the character anything you want to make it.
The book is a kind of like mental VR.
Yeah, right? If you think about it. That's the original, the OG VR right there. Yeah, so... I know, so actually, but apart from that, like, everything has just been so annoying.
What's the most annoying thing? Like, what are the annoying things? Let me know if I can help.
I need money.
But wait.
All the problems I have in this life, it can be solved with money.
You said, make more money.
Right now. That's the problem.
Maybe we'll open a GoFundMe. Yes. Guys, don't let us down. We talk too much. If we open a GoFundMe for Ada's fuel issues, maybe you people should come through.
You know the anointing. I know that some people are going to say,
oh, we'll now do targets, nobody
all of them.
Nobody will now put one there.
Don't mind them. Like,
I knew so about this.
And yeah, it's really like this girl that said that she had like a birthday party and nobody showed up. And then there was so I think it was a tweet. Someone said that she hosted like a birthday party. She was hosting like a birthday party and nobody showed up. And then she now called a friend, mm-hmm. and the friend had like a friend with him. So she was not telling the friend that, you know, nobody all her friends didn't show up. So the guy came with that his other friend. And then his other friend now posted it. I was not like, ah, you do want to show up. Everybody was like, drop location now, like that kind of thing. It's not those people that are really not her friends that will go for it. That's the way this GoFundMe meeting will go. To be
no,
bad.
Don't though. Worry. Don't worry. After Scrum, people will turn up. We have loyal people that love us.
It's true, Sha. Honestly, I've been feeling your love small.
Anyways,
wait, how are you? How are you? How have you been?
Me.
Mm-hmm. You just want to hear from me.
That's how I. That's
Actually,
how.
She doesn't like to tell me how she is. That's how the other day she was telling Nobua about how they. What were you even telling Nobua? And then I was feeling jealous. And then she was like, no, don't worry. That it was just like at home.
I went to go and see my sugar mommy because she came around. But besides
I thought I was your sugar mommy. Okay.
Okay, fine. Fine. I don't want to be my sugar mommy.
No.
I hope we are up to the task.
No. Amy's money needs too much. I can't be Amy's sugar mommy, please. I extradite.
You are in now. I have a co sugar mommy. No. So I have to see my sugar mommy then. Yeah. What else happened? Do you know I had there was this event that they invited me and Ada for. Can you imagine? I've been seeing invitors for events. We are two very fake socialites. I don't even think we are very serious with this our socialite career. Because they invited us out. And Dina was even thinking it's next week. It's today I was just saying Adada.
And just imagine, today she's not telling me, hey, this event. And I was like, okay, when?
And then we now said it's yesterday.
And then, is it my fault? I didn't even remember. You said to me.
See, it's like, we're not serious with our socialite career, but we're trying to be serious. Honestly speaking.
I think we have like another event. It's next week.
That's if we will not forget.
We're going to put down our calendar.
Yeah. Anyways.
So how was the weekend anyway?
The weekend, that weekend now. I had issues with one delivery company.
Mm.
When? They wanted to annoy me, but Jesus, the Lord, Jesus allowed it. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I mean the spirit.
Yeah.
Bring it back.
You said something about fuel stuff. You know, like since this fuel issue started going on, a lot of people have switched to gas. Mm. And that gas thing, it's a bit scary because in Nigeria, first of all, we don't even keep to laws or adhere to like safety precautions or safety measures that are supposed to put in place when you want to do certain things. Mm. Like even people in construction, electricians, you're supposed to wear safety gear.
Like pharmaceuticals, you think that, you know, they're going to pay attention to everything because it's life and death, obviously. Life
even
and
baby
death.
Products, you know?
Yeah.
Even like I remember there's someone I know. No, I didn't really know that person. But someone that knew the person said
this connection.
The person went to my school. The person died from electrocution in his bathroom.
Oh my God. Do you know that this is one of my biggest fears? When I tell people that I'm afraid of lightning, like when it's raining, I can't stand the lightning and thunder. Mm. I don't know why. It's so weird.
So
I like the rain.
You enter under your bed.
I close my windows and my doors. And like if you see me when it's raining, you'll be like, geez, I can't believe
it. I actually don't like
lightning. I don't like it. And it's very funny because you'll be like, but do you get, it's just lightning. But I'm afraid of this electrocution thing. Mm-hmm. And I know it's one out of millions or whatever, you know, for you to actually like be struck by lightning. But there's a chance. And I'm not taking that chance. Thank you very much.
It too far. Anyways, so, you know,
what happened with the guy that died in his bathroom?
He died now.
Like, what happened? Like, you know, how was he electrocuted?
I don't know. So, probably something that had to do with the wiring.
Mm, in the house?
Yes.
Good.
And then he was heating up water to bait or something.
Ooh.
And then he was baiting and nobody was really around to know.
To help.
Yeah. And that's how the guy died. Anyway, that's
such a sad story.
I think that's one of the issues with trying new things in Nigeria, because there are so many safety precautions that we're supposed to do. Sometimes we don't know about it, and sometimes people that should know about it, they're not well trained, and they just do a rubbish work,
I think it's not like a bad development though, the gas stand, right?
Yeah, because like, was it 2018 or 2019?
2018, well, actually,
when we were before we decided to be serious with our tech career, when we were trying to pursue a biogas career, and you know, we really did a lot of research on it. And back then, I actually, I was thinking about the business part and trying to find out like how to make it something that people can use in their houses. And I think my only
drawback at the time,
was the fact that you have to do so much for so little. So I think it works best with big corporations that can.
I think remember that time, so much was it ShopRite that we checked, and then they said that okay, they already had something like that,
and they didn't want to tell us more about it.
Yes. Exactly.
Anyway, so I think it's people that generate so much waste that will, like, enjoy
benefit
it more.
From it. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. But I think it's a really good idea. I actually found out people who can, who already have this thing as a business. They have like this converter, so you can use either gas or you can use petrol to power your gen. And I heard that from research that it's actually cheaper and more economical to use gas. And now that the gas prices are a bit low, maybe something you want to explore.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know, I just know that this kind of thing, if I bring it up at home, my mom is going to be like,
of course, the fear is going to be there.
Yeah, she's probably going to be like, nope. But that's the thing, if I'm actually like really serious about it, what I can do is, like, you know, maybe do more research and find out, like, if then
the precautions,
because I've learned that with my parents, right? Usually they kick against sense, and then what if
I
can be able
to
say,
yes,
what if I can be able to say, okay, this is the reason why I think this is going to work, and then I can be able to show like results within a few days, and then nobody dies.
Nobody dies.
Then, you know, they are more receptive to whatever it is and over time. So maybe, I don't know if that's the solution yet. My solution is that I want 24 hours light. That's the solution I want. I don't want to put in water. I don't want to put solar. I don't want to put
I just want light. Government.
Yes. They don't give me light.
You want the government to government.
They don't give me light. Let it be like, okay, pay for light. Right,
we already paid for
it. The lights that I'm paying for, let me have it. That's what I want. It's not even as if what I'm asking for is that.
Yeah, it's very funny because I remember when I traveled, or when you travel, you just see how you wake up, you sleep with light, you wake up with light, and then
like,
you come back.
You don't even think of, like, you know the funny thing? Last time I traveled, right, I was thinking about it when I was coming back. Like, I was thinking to myself that, oh no, okay, and that was that time that Naira was scarce. When I was leaving, I was so tempted to extend my stay. I'm telling you, because I was just like, is it even come back now? I started dealing with all these light issues, and the lights wasn't even that bad then. It's so annoying actually in my house now, because rain fell, and then the
wait, that's the rain that fell before the inauguration.
Exactly. So we've been trying to sort that out.
That's like over 2 weeks.
Exactly.
Now.
So we've not had light, which makes it way worse,
very
right?
Sad.
With the whole thing.
And then so the next day they now proclaim doom.
Yes, on the subsidy. So just imagine. If they say there's no light there, but fuel price was like still maybe I won't feel it as much.
Yeah.
Just because now I feel like the price of fuel was like times. Yes, it's so insane.
It's
and
double.
Over like a just a short
I think
period.
It's, more than
it's so annoying.
Just well, I'm giving you a solution. So what's your other problem?
Oh,
I'm here for you.
wait, they're pricing me. This was not a plan.
It's
a lie. She has a dream meeting. My other problem is that, I think I mentioned this on Twitter, when was that? I really want to do this thing where I don't even know if it's so, I have, so of course sometimes I have like, you know, issues, not issues, I have like this idea where I'm like, okay, I just want to leave, like, you know, leave the country, right? But then I also, I think that sometimes I have days where I'm like more like,
you want to stay?
No, I want to go somewhere. Not necessarily locating to that place, right? But I want to, I think you actually like you've also had these ideas once where you're like, you know,
let me know it's where
it's where we are the same place. But I want to kind of like, you know, just have like a gap year, if that's what I'll call it. I just want to travel. I wish I had enough money to travel and study. I don't actually actively want to work. That's the difference, yeah. Right? I just want to travel and read, and I want to code, but I want to code
fun things.
Yes, I don't want to
let
code
for
work.
Let me tell you what Barbara told me when I mentioned to him that I would like to take a gap year.
Yeah, didn't
say. Gap year is not for people that are poor.
You see, that's exactly what I told you. You know what I told you, yeah, that all my problems, I feel like all my problems can be solved with money.
I'm
telling you. So that's just the thing. I just feel like, I know that right now, I checked and I'm like, okay, me, I'm broke. Let me respect myself.
You need to make money.
Yes. I don't know. Honestly, I mean, there's something actually, since we are in the in a therapy session, that's what this feels like, right? Why are you coming close to me?
I want to hear this thing.
Now, let's ask you, right? I have this thing where I just think about like how I'd want to see my life in 10 years, right? And it goes between one of two things.
Very rich and extra very rich.
You see, that's what I'm saying. So there are some times when I'm sure that in 10 years, I want to be someone that, like, a name that if you can use me to do name dropping. You know how they'd be like, people be like, yeah, of course, I know Elon Musk. I was just like, so they'd be like, of course, I know Ada, right? Yeah, of course. I mean, we're just like, you know, and maybe I didn't even see them. I was just passing and they saw me.
I'm selling you.
Yeah, that kind of thing, right? Is that who used me to chase clouds, right? Yeah. So sometimes, right, I want to be rich and powerful and, like, you know, something like that, right? I have make generational wealth for me, and you know, and then there's some times where I actually want to just disappear. I just want to go to an island, and I want to move around, like I want to live in different places at different times, right? And I just want to have enough money to, like, I want to have enough money to not be hungry or anything like that, or ever think to myself, oh shit, I'm broke or anything like that. I don't have to think about like money, right? But not necessarily famous or anything, right? And then I want to move to an island. I want to live that kind of like low-key life. I want to ride horses. I want to, you know, just be one with the earth.
So I have, and then die
quietly like that.
Do you know that there are some private islands that you can start buying land from, I think, like $30,000?
Wait,
5K safe. Some private islands. I've been doing the research since. I don't know how much, if you want to buy plane, if you want to buy a helicopter, I know how much it is.
That's why I say that can't be a sugar money. Because how should you be selling me this one?
I don't know what it is.
This is what I'm telling you, right? All I'm telling you is that, so it's not actually a question of, okay, how much is it or something. It's a question of which of these lives do I want to live?
You can live it all. You can have it all. Why not? You can have it all. All you just need to do is...
They're completely opposite lives.
No.
Is it I'm rich and powerful?
You said in 10 years, right?
Yeah.
Something has to build up.
Mm-hmm.
So you now be like, you build up, you have the money, you have a little bit of fame and power, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you disappear. Because why not? You become an enigma. People will be like, I wonder what Ada is up to next. Mm-hmm. The same way people have been saying that they want to know why, whether Temi or Tedola and Izzy are married. Like, they're just like putting themselves into things that do not concern them. That's the way they'll be looking for you.
I don't know. Anyway,
all you just need is a little bit of money.
Mm.
I mean, so what's your fuck you money in dollars?
Wait, that's like if I have it, then I'm fine.
Yes,
for life,
probably.
That it depends on the type of life I choose.
Yes. So what's your fuck you money? Your minimum fuck you money?
I don't know. I don't say this now. Then they not carry me and now use me as spread.
Anyway,
I know that all girls need is audacity. Wait. You tell us.
All Really?
I know. I know it's audacity, but you see the problem is that inflation is about, so the money I'm about to talk now,
inflation can just
get smaller over time.
Yeah.
So I don't think it will be enough after a while.
You need to go to the drawing board and make a plan.
Exactly. I need to put everything down in place.
But you can really have it all, though. You mean, that's what do I do?
My
I can't tell you all the data. I've been researching it for a long time.
See, my plan now is, like, everything I'm thinking about right now is how to make sure that, well, I know that you can do everything right and sometimes it just doesn't work out, right? But then, how to make sure that in my own power might, that in 10 years' time, I'm living the kind of life that I really want to live.
You want,
Even if I'm not very sure, you know, right now, what I expect that life to look like.
But you have an idea of what you don't want it to be.
No, I know. I know very clearly what I don't want it to be like.
So do you think you have done a lot to know what you want? I feel like, to me, I easily know what I don't want more than what I want, because I feel like life can surprise you. But there are some surprises that you don't really want.
Yeah, exactly.
So even like when it comes to relationships, I know the things I don't want. You know, when it comes to like how I want to live my life, where I want to work, and things like that, I know what I don't want. But there was a time that can vary.
Yeah, I think that there was a time that I told you that, like, you know, generally, whether it's life, whether it's relationships, whatever it is, I like to try things so that when I tell you that, okay,
I don't understand,
I know that I don't want it. Not just because, like, you know.
I don't want it.
Okay, because you know why? I know that there are some things that I thought that I wouldn't like. And then when I had them, I was like, this wasn't bad, actually. Yeah.
Exactly. One thing that will never surprise is sushi. I've not had it. But I don't understand the rationale between eating rubbish. I'll never understand it.
But then, anyway, Sha, I'm just trying to keep an open mind. I've seen a lot of people like react horribly to it, right? But I'm trying to keep an open mind, and I actually like it. Want to try it.
Anyway,
you already cancelled it out of the menu.
No, I've cancelled it.
Oh no!
Just the same way I cancelled all this roundabout and so many things, because I don't like what I don't understand.
You know one very funny thing I feel like people like that I actually don't like? You see, I grow. Right from when I was small. I don't know why. I don't just understand why you have your egg instead of like, it doesn't make sense to me.
What kind of childhood did you have? Are you be hating on egg?
Oh, but then another thing, right? Even as an adult, I don't really like cooked egg. So maybe that's why.
Okay, probably.
Right? It's better for me that you just like, you know, I know some people say it's not healthy, but... Please, one thing to the man. If egg will kill me, so be it. Thank you very much. But then, what I'm saying is, I don't like egg roll, and I don't understand people that like egg roll. That is my truth. I've spoken it.
Okay.
Now,
I like egg roll.
Therapy. Yes. You know, but as soon as I said it, I remember that, oh, that me actually likes egg roll.
Yes, I do.
Why? Why not? I don't understand. Why do you have like a whole egg inside it? Like, I don't understand. What am I eating?
Are you anti-protein?
I like protein.
Oh, are you thinking like vegan? Like, yeah, I'm eating a child that could have been.
Trust me. if there is anything, what's more opposite to vegetarian than like a carnivore? That's what I am. Okay, wait, maybe that's not completely true, but then I don't have anything against protein. Just I don't know. I just don't like ego.
Okay.
Or bones.
Okay, stop. It's getting worse.
I want to tell you now. Tell me something. Tell me.
Yeah. Let me tell you. Let me all the problems I have is money problems.
See what I said? Come on.
Everything is money problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want money. So okay. This is a passionate appeal.
What I can do
to my sugar mommy.
Sugar mommy. In waiting. Please. Let the other sugar mommy be doing her duties. You know that you need to have options. So I'm just like, you know, option number 20 somewhere.
I don't have a lot of sugar mummies.
You should.
Anyways, I just want money, a lot of it, and in dollars.
What do you need money for?
What's my most pressing need now for money? Is to be happy. To be able to look at my account balance and be happy.
He doesn't.
When I I do that? No, it starts from somewhere. Yeah. Good things happen when you're happy.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. When you're now happy, mm-hmm. you can now say, okay, mm-hmm. so what do I want now? Mm-hmm. Where do I want to live? What continent do I want to live on? Mm-hmm. Do I want to buy a private jet now? Or is it too early?
Yeah. These are the kind of conversations I actually want to be having. But then, unfortunately, we have money. So I'm like thinking about how we're going to do about lights. Anyway, that's such a weird laugh. Sorry.
All right, guys. On a serious note, what do you think about this? This school thing, this whole school loan thing. See, there's something I told my mom, and I told her that she's very lucky
that she doesn't have any.
She raised me up on a budget. I do tell her this a lot because the memes I've been seeing from this whole thing since the announcement is just really crazy. Imagine to, and then. This whole taking a loan thing, it comes with something.
Mm. It's not as if you take the loan, then...
That something is that they are going to increase the fees.
Yep. Should I be honest with you, right? I had a conversation with my mom before leaving the house today.
Yeah.
Where she was, like, talking about, you know... We're just talking about, like, things that happen in Nigeria now and the policies and stuff like that. And I was telling her that... The problem with this, just like a lot of decisions in Nigeria, the problem itself is not the decision itself.
It's the way they go about it.
Yes, exactly. It's just that before, let's say, if you want something, right?
Yeah.
There are some things that you don't force feed people. For instance, if I can take you back to when Buhari stopped people from importing and exporting things. That decision on its own was not a bad decision. If let's say that Nigeria itself was already self-sufficient and they were already we're already producing our own things, right? And we have things to even export. Okay, how can you ban rice when people are literally we don't have enough rice to actually like support the nation?
We
are not producing enough rice. Yes, yeah. And I understand, like, you know, your thought process maybe his thought process might have been like, you know, if we are not important, then there's no, like, you don't have any choice but to, you know,
buy local.
But then during that period, right, things are just going to get like unnecessarily hard for people. Uh-huh. And what you don't want is to introduce like a kind of like you don't want to introduce something that will make like things more difficult for people. Things are already hard.
Yeah,
what will happen is that crime rate will increase if things get harder. The poor will be getting poorer, the rich will actually be getting richer. That's funny. Yeah. Because like the difference between the rich and the poor, the margin is just going to get wider. But that's horrible. But that's not what you want.
Actually getting richer, because when you look at it, inflation is catching up with everybody.
Yes. It's true right now.
Speaking of, sorry to cut.
No, go on.
Please don't forget what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know what, just one thing.
No. tell me now.
So I wanted to switch into like Aliko Dangote.
Yeah.
He's no longer the richest man in Africa.
Who? How come I didn't know this?
Because of inflation, the valuing of the naira.
Are you serious? So who is now the richest?
I don't know.
Someone from, not Nigerian?
Probably.
Oh, wow. That is news. I didn't know that.
So that's why I was like, the rich, are they actually really getting
richer? But you see, that's the thing, right? Okay, of course, you know that there are some times where, like, you know, you see the richest men in the world. Sometimes it kind of, like, fluctuates because of, like, you know, market conditions.
Yeah.
I just feel that, you know, people that already have the resources to get rich are just going to always find ways
to get rich.
Exactly. See, that's usually the issue, right? Whereby poor people will always remain poor is because they don't even have the money itself that will help them to be rich in the first place. Mm. Once you have money, right, there are a lot of opportunities that you're open to.
Sure.
So if, let's say, right now, with what's happening, yes, of course, inflation is in everybody right now, and yeah. But the truth is that eventually, right, the people that already have access to that money, right, they are going to be the ones that will take all out of it. And by the time they are able to actually get out of it, the difference between them and the so-called poor people is going to be way, way, way much more higher, right?
Yeah.
So that's the thing with these student loans. And I feel like the fact that we don't even have, it's not as if in Nigeria now there's a job that's waiting for you, that you're sure that, like, when you
finish school.
Yes, there's a job waiting for you. So you're not sure. Mm. So you borrow money from the government to go to school.
And then you don't know how to pay back.
Yes, and you come, exactly. It's crazy because it's not as if you come back, you're sure that, okay, immediately I leave school, I'm going to get a job, and then I can be able to pay back.
Yeah.
So if you don't get a job after like the set period, the loan collectors start knocking at your door. Yeah. What are you going to say? So what is going to happen is that more people.
Someone said that. You know, they said if you default on paying, I think they are going to imprison you for 2 years.
Yes.
So someone that said if they imprison you for 2 years, will they forget about the loan?
Because they are not
a man is ready to get up
for 2 years and then come out and start life again. That's just insane. But the problem is going to be that is if you're a record. So it's not as easy as saying, okay, I'll just go to prison for and you know what it means to be in prison for 2 years. Forget. Like that, right? So
talking about money.
Yeah. I was about to say that, like, you know, if when you come out, you're very sure that you have a job waiting for you.
Yeah, it's good.
And also if it's that let's say what's going to happen now is that more people are not going to actually like, go to university. So I feel like in the secondary school level we actually have to get it right at that point.
Yeah.
But otherwise after what's going to mean is that, like, you know, when you are done with secondary school, I feel like we are still using like very old curriculums in our secondary schools.
Yeah.
We need to upgrade so that when you get to, so that even if you have like just the secondary school certificate, right, and you tell them to go to university,
to be like some developed countries like US. I also think that exactly. We need to beef up our vocational studies because abroad you see that some people that work blue collar jobs, they actually earn more than people that work white collar jobs because it's very, very important for a society to function.
Yeah, really. Exactly. Oh, it's no matter how, like, no matter how much you're trying to, like, you know, eliminate, you always need those people.
Yeah,
that's what the truth.
Yeah, speaking about money, so there's this opportunity, guys, for tech people.
Which one?
To make money. It's called the Teachathon.
That's past now. Was it on that's passed on the 17th.
They are giving $10,000. It's on 17th of July, actually.
July?
Yes, that's when the competition is.
Oh, but then I think they've applied already. Like, they're pushing
the deadline. Yeah, so for those of you that have applied, good luck to you guys. For those that did not apply, next year apply.
Exactly.
They're giving $10,000.
You can't start planning for whatever it is that you want to apply.
They're giving $10,000, and it's not small.
Yeah.
So good luck to whoever is going to win.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So what else has been interesting going on in Nigeria so far?
I think everybody is just like, you know, I'm actually like waiting for when, like, the whole Naira, like, you know, trying to kind of like stabilize Naira, peg it to, so everybody has like a unified, like the value for Naira is the same in the black market and the bank anyway.
So over the week, CBN floated the Naira.
Yeah.
And I started thinking about what it can mean.
Yeah.
Especially as people in tech, what's going to mean for tech companies that their
virtual cards.
Major business is selling virtual cards.
That's true actually.
But I started thinking just about like it because if what they are trying to do by floating the Naira, by making the Naira more by making the dollar more accessible to people, like, and you know, before CBN used to be the people that are in control of how the Naira the dollar circulates in Nigeria.
Yeah.
So right now, by floating it, they don't want to have that responsibility anymore.
Yeah.
So now I think the banks don't need to get to CBN before they can get dollars. So if the bank gets these dollars and they're selling to us at probably a fair rate.
Because now hopefully there's fair now more competition.
Yes.
Yeah. So
and then we have the BDCs. What's left for these virtual card companies? Because when you can easily access dollar from your bank, why do you want to use a virtual card company? Because I think one of the things that made them thrive was the scarcity of the dollar, how hard it was to find. So what do you think about it? I thought about it and I was like,
I just think that
some companies, some up to 10 or more companies need to go back to the drawing board.
Yes.
And look at their business model.
But that's the one thing with business, right? It's always changing. And if you are not careful, you always have to like try to be innovative. Because if you're not careful, they will just bring out one law and just phase you out, right? And then so I think that now it's just time for them to actually like, so I don't want a virtual card and I don't really know if there is like more. to it than like, you know, just the fact that, okay, you can pay with that, you know. So I actually don't know if I'm going to be able to like say something here without
actually used cheaper cash. I've used payday. I've used like 2 or 3 virtual cards to make dollar payments, and I'm just thinking about it. At some point, the rates can be very, very funny.
Yeah.
For some petrol card companies, so I'm just trying to think about, okay, what is this going to mean for their business?
So, I think they just, in the end, they just have to, like, you know, it's a business, so they just have to, like, just like you said, go back to the drawing board and decide, like, you know, okay, now that we have this, one thing I like about life is that once solutions usually create a different set of problems, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So I feel like, of course, I can't see anything like obvious now. Yeah. But I feel like, you know, this stuff that just happened is just going to mean that, you know, something, there's probably going to be another need that they may have to, or they may actually like need to leave that field completely and do something
else. And do something else. Okay. Yeah. Let's hope for the best for everybody involved. Yeah. What else interesting?
I don't think there's any. I feel like the Nigeria space and, like, you know, has just been filled with a lot of just all the new policies that have been implemented.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody's like in this place where they are like wondering, okay, so what does this mean for us? I like the way when something new pops up now, people are like, okay, I understand. But what does this mean for me?
For us. Yes. I love it. So I love it so much when there are people who can actually
break it down.
Yes. What laws mean for
exactly,
people.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of times, I actually like feel like, you know, a lot of times when people in positions of power make decisions, of course, they make those decisions based on the information that they have. And sometimes, like, you know, those things are not actually like necessarily, there's no right or wrong.
Okay.
It's just that you have to wait and see
what happens. Yeah.
So you can just speculate at, okay, how you think that this particular thing is going to affect, like, but then there are some times where there are other forces that you don't see, and, you know, maybe it goes like a different way. It's good to forecast, but then in the end you just have to wait and see. The wait and see phase.
So speaking of good news, some weeks ago we talked about Hilda Bass's attempt for the Guinness World Records. And I'm happy to tell you that she finally got the record.
Yes.
And she was able to make 93 hours and I think 7 minutes out of the 100 hours that she attempted.
I think people are just like saying
that. I'm going to tell you that Obasabi is good.
Exactly. Like, because I remember that time people are like, no, now Anna is enough. Stop. And I was like, if she can go, she
took away
7 hours
from her time. And I was like, this is why anytime you want to do something, do it well.
Yeah.
Probably do extra because you don't know
what the extra mile, Jesus Christ,
what the extra can do for you. So always go the extra mile. And congrats to Hilda. Congrats to her team. They did incredibly well. Guinness Book Guinness Book of World Records. They're in trouble now because Nigeria has just discovered that.
I heard there is more. There's an lecturer that is planning to do how many hours? Lecturing.
I don't even
get his name.
Then there's this famous guy on tech Twitter. His name is Haxel.
Yes.
And he has applied to break the world record for
longest coding hours.
You know, so many things. Guinness World Record. You're in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, so what for you. I'm actually talking about this.
Longest
podcast.
Well, we need to like. I know we talk too much because this episode is even longer than we expected.
Yes, it's supposed to be 30 minutes.
Maybe if we have like an inflow of guests, we'll probably have a sponsor to be giving us energy drink.
We'll
very
important
make it work.
Anyway, I don't know because me.
But what are we going to talk about? What else is happening in Texas?
Let me tell you something. A lot happening. We just don't know.
Yeah. And YouTube, there's a this gist about YouTube. They're trying to reduce the barrier of entry for people who are newbies, like us, that want to monetize their YouTube account.
That's
so
funny.
That's like very good news in a positive direction. I think there's a lot to talk about. I don't think about it.
It's true. Wait, I'm not agreeing because me, I don't know when I usually stop talking. I used to go back home and then I used to actually like actively not say anything. So when like I say, anybody comes to my room, I'm like, okay, now I just me. I'm like,
what if we do this talking thing for like, I don't know, I think 48 hours. What, for example, if we break this record for like,
wait, the current record is 30
something hours now.
Yeah, 30 something.
Uh-huh, so if we do 48 hours, then you can actually sleep for like 1 week. If you're team lets you. We'll take leave.
These people should encourage this madness.
Anyways, guys. Just let us know if you think we should do it. Then we'll have no choice but to do it. Anyways, I think that's all we have for today.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to us, Brant.
Yes.
I think I was a good therapist. I hope I was a good therapist.
Should that help me? All my problems are still my problems. So I go home. As if I can meet them at home.
But the therapist doesn't exactly help you. Just what helps you figure out how to solve it. So I've actually, you know.
I don't feel like.
You don't feel like I helped?
I feel like she helps, please. Because if I say no now, turn on the camera. You bully me. So she helped a lot.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. And yeah. Thank you so much for sharing our content, your feedback, your comments. We love it. Yes. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Recently, actually, like, you know, we've been getting like, yeah, feedback, comments on our posts.
That means you guys really like what we're talking about.
Yes, thank you. Also, continue doing it. Like, we enjoy that.
Don't forget to like and subscribe. Yes. And also follow us on Spotify. I don't know. I think some people don't know that you can follow on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. But you can actually follow us.
Yes.
So that you know when we drop a new episode. So like, follow, subscribe,
tell us what you want to hear. We're excited about
everything.
That. Yeah.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Bye.